There was a period of time in elementary school when I refused to leave the house in anything other than overalls. I had overall shorts, overall pants, and even corduroy overalls for special occasions. Emily Vogel also knows a thing or two about clothing fixation and walks us through what it's like to be wholeheartedly dedicated to fashion trends.
My mommy and daddy had to work late every day at the tall white building with the dusty track in my preschool next to it. But when I was in first grade, I couldn't go to preschool anymore, and that meant someone had to take care of me, and that meant I had to go to the after-school club, and that meant I had to hang out with fifth graders. During the day, our recesses were split, so I didn't have to talk to the fifth graders. And even though we had separate study rooms at the after-school club, we all had snack time together. So it was probably snack time that I remember them staring at me and the bright red bandana tied around my neck. They glanced at each other and back at the bright red bandana and then back at each other, talking to each other with their eyes occasionally going back to me. They said, "Do you remember? Have you heard the story about the girl with a bandana around her neck? How she was using it to keep her head on? And when someone took the bandana, her head fell off?" I didn't say anything. Staring up at the two fifth graders through my long corn-colored bangs, my lips dropped apart, my fingers tugging at the fabric of my pants, thinking, "Oh no, oh no, I've been wearing this bandana around my neck every day for the last few months, and that means I'm going to turn into the girl in the story and my head is going to fall off." When I heard my mommy's heels clacking across the sidewalk and saw her bright blue suit and knew it was time to go home, I waddled silently after her. I went home that night and dropped my backpack on the floor where I could find it in the morning, and then buried my bright red bandana in my dresser where I could never find it again. The bandana around the neck phase was over. In second grade, I wore flower print shirts because my mommy came into school to teach us art projects, and I was the only girl in my group of friends, and sometimes the boys tried to forget that I was a girl. By fourth grade, I wasn't so sure I wanted to be a girl anymore, and the flower print shirts of second grade were embarrassing. In fourth grade, me and my best friend hated dresses. We wore cargo pants. And I don't know for sure, but I guess that like me, she bought all her clothes from the boys' side of Gap. Except that one shirt she wore with flowers. But I hated flowers. Almost as much as I hated that fat boy named Chase. I remember I was in my favorite khaki cargo pants and my favorite red t-shirt with Gap written out in blue letters. A long day at school, and I was sitting at my desk back at the after-school club, where so many of my favorite outfits turned ugly. And this time it was a third grader named Chase, but he was fat and stupid and loud. One of those kids that everyone knew the name of, but he couldn't remember most of ours. He stopped at my desk and said, "I know that shirt." I looked at him and decided he was too stupid to talk to. He said, "I saw that shirt on the boy's side of Gap. Are you wearing a boy's shirt?" I rolled my eyes and looked away. I tried to remind myself that he was stupid, and the reason I wasn't replying was because he was stupid. But spontaneously, the cargo pants from the boy's side of Gap phase that I had been wearing all year seemed like the ugliest combination of clothes I could possibly think of. Each phase ends violently. After the cargo pants phase, I switched to extra-large men's shirts and soccer shorts, and then the monochrome phase in middle school. And then the dresses over denim jeans phase, and the necklace phase, the shorts over leggings phase when I first got to college, the cutting the sleeves off my running shirts phase, and the tie-dye phase, and the headband phase, and now the off-the-shoulder phase, and probably 100 smaller ones in between these that I can't remember. My friends in high school would probably tell me that it's not about following fashion, it's about following your own personal style. But I don't do either. The clothes I like swing dramatically every 5 months or so, and I get stuck on a peculiar look that I decide for some odd reason that I really like and then exist only in that outfit for a few straight months, and then completely drop it. I don't think that's what my friends meant by personal style. Every old face of mine is now hideous. When my dad bought my mom a digital picture frame and stuffed it full of old pictures of my mother's beloved daughters, I buzzed in my seat, waiting for the picture to change, and what on earth am I wearing? Look at what I'm wearing. Orange shorts and a red Roxy t-shirt. What was wrong with me in middle school? I mean, I knew I went through a monochrome phase, but I didn't know I was also colorblind. Even the phase I'm in now seems a little ridiculous, because it's not the 80s, but I'm cutting the shoulders off my shirt like my middle school dance teacher. And it's strange because I'm the kind of person who cares intensely about what they're wearing. The kind of girl who stands in front of her mirror and tries on different outfits for 20 minutes, always in desperation coming back to the first outfit before I can leave my room. I remember one day in high school, I skipped first period to meander around campus with my new best friend, and we saw a girl from our journalism class hanging out on the benches. It was a typically cool gray day at my high school on the top of the hill where all the fog settled, so that when I got dressed for school, it was bright and sunny out, but halfway to school, I entered a fog bank and immediately wished I had brought a sweater. Today I planned ahead, and instead of jeans and my favorite blue and pink dress over them, I was wearing jeans and a deep green sweater. When my new best friend and me walked up to this girl, she glared at my clothes and said, "Wait, Emily, I'm so confused. You're dressed, like, normal." Apparently, the dress over jeans phase I had stuck with for the last 4 months was just plain weird. If I care so much about my clothes, why do I always fixate on the most ridiculous combinations? Maybe I don't even realize how weird they are until someone points it out to me. If I think back to the beginning of the year, the tie-dye phase probably ended when a boy told me I wear tie-dye a lot. If a boy notices my clothes, there must be something wrong with them. But it's not always someone else who turns my fixation into something hideous. The monochrome phase ended one day at school when I refused to take off my sweatshirt all day because my shirt didn't match my pants. I baked and boiled in my black sweatshirt and black pants and realized I looked like a goth, and I'm not a goth, so I should stop dressing in monochrome dark colors. Maybe my phases say something about my personality. Maybe I'm wholly indecisive, jumping from phase to phase after I decide each one is terrible. But I'm very decisive in each phase. I guess the better word would be flighty. But I don't think of myself as flighty. Also, it's hard for me to say that a 5-month-long obsession makes me flighty. 5 months is a decent amount of time. Some phases don't last long, and there's one phase that oddly defies the rules, and that phase is dresses. I hated dresses in elementary school, to the point of complaining for months to my best friend when my mom made me wear a dress for our family portrait. But during the dresses over denim jeans phase in high school, that changed slowly. I remember the first day I wore a dress just by itself, without any denim underneath. That day, me and my best friend paced around campus and leaned against the ceramics lockers. She told me about how her brother didn't want her to go to college, and I talked about my mom not letting me apply out of state, and we talked about things that I had been repeating over and over in my head. It was strange that I finally let these thoughts spill out of my brain and off my tongue when I was wearing a dress, because I always felt so fidgety in dresses. But now I was open. The dress was white with pink flowers, and I still wear it today. I wear it in the spring. My phases come and go, but every spring marks the start of the sundress phase. My friends tease me because I own about 50 sundresses all stuffed together in my closet, and I never have enough. I always want to go shopping for more sundresses. I bought 7 over spring break. Because throughout all my phases since high school, I always come back to sundresses. Maybe that means my phases have actually steered me somewhere, or at least are slowly circling around somewhere. Instead of just popping up and disappearing into oblivion, maybe my phases are finally approaching what my high school friends would call style. I love sundresses. Sundresses wrap around my body and then spin out in flowers and prints and sing that the weather is beautiful and I'm so happy and you should be so happy too.
Emily Vogel is a junior majoring in psychology at Stanford.